Hi guys, good afternoon. Welcome again to Banyo Thoughts, your daily dose of happiness and adventure. So today I wanted to tackle on the Kasi kagabi, yesterday I had a really interesting conversation with one of my good friends. Tanin mo yung mga conversation na inaabot ka ng mga 12 midnight, yung mga ganyan type na conversation, yung mga unang conversation seryoso, tapos nawawalan ng sense, tapos babalik sa seryoso, tapos mawawalan ulit ng sense, tapos kung ano-ano na yung pinag-uusapan. But one of the highlights of the conversation is talking about insecurities. It's a very, very sensitive topic, especially kung ayaw mo admit kung ano insecurity mo. So yesterday, so Chrissy and I, so started off with a conversation about, yun nga, ay, bakit gumalaw? Ayun, balik natin. Hey! Kaya pala nakasabit pala sa akin. Wait! Now dito, nahulog. Okay, so yun. Yun na, wala na naman. Okay, yan. Balik. Sorry. Anyway, so sa dami na sayang na oras sa kakaikot ng camera, no? Bano kasi nakatali pala sa akin. Nakapasok pala sa loob ng sweater ko yung ano. So pag gumagalo ako, nadadama yung mic. Anyway, oh yan na naman. Ano ba yan? Wala tayo sa conversation. So, so hawakan ko na lang muna bago pa tumigil ng lipa rin. Yun, kahapon, pinag-uusapan nga namin yung insecurity. We started out with a conversation about how malls will change, and kasi nga namoblema siya sa currently she has a store in one of the malls in several malls in Manila. Eh yun nga, siyempre wala pa rin, hindi pa rin bukas yung mga malls or limited capacity lang. And then of course magche-change rin with the new normal, magche-change din yung mga habits ng mga tao. So kung how are things going to be happening when how's the mall culture going to be like in the Philippines? So will there be still that kind of mentality where people would go to the malls for, you know, whatever? So movies, kain, hangout lang, window shopping, whatever. Tapos naputing conversation sa tinatanong niya sa akin, oh, ano na yung project natin, yung pinapagawa ko sa'yo na project, yung love in COVID-19. So tatanungin siya, how's the dating scene despite the quarantine, how's it going? And kasi sabi mo sisimulan mo na siya ng June, June ano na ngayon, June 7 na, so wala pa rin. Sabi ko sa kanya, kasi mahirap. Sabi ko mahirap kasi nga dahil ngayon ko na realize ang dami kong insecurities. Tapos, sabi niya, ano ba yung mga insecurities na yan? And then we had this really conversation about insecurities. So, and I started thinking about it, no? Lahat ba ng tao may insecurities? Or lahat naman siguro ng tao may insecurities, di ba? Hindi lang naman tayo may insecurity. So napaisip ako nga, ano ba yung mga insecurities ko? So, ito yung mga insecurities ko. So, it's like a wow, parang confessional, no? But it's like, I really want to share it because the only way to confront your insecurities is we actually be you face them, and you understand them and you face them, and then that's how you move forward with it. So always been my insecurities because I have is my eyes actually. Everyone thinks I have really long eyelashes, which is true. I have really long eyelashes, but I find my eyes really big. Like one of the big, parang masyado siya malaki compared sa normal people have big eyes. See, masyadong expressive yung mga mata. My mom, when I was young, my mom was so scared because nga she thought my eyes are gonna pop out because it's really like for a kid, masyado yata malaki yung mata mo. Parang it's kind of as I grew older, parang yun nga, para siyang it's got retained naman, pero parang pumasok rin naman sa loob. But before it was kind of big. I think I really didn't like that because most of the people, I think, growing up here in the Philippines, not everyone, or my family kasi is half, may Chinese blood. So, ako lang yung malaki yung mata sa kanila, no? So, they're mostly, chinito in looks, no? Maliit yung mata nila. I'm the only one with the big eyes and the long eyelashes. Na tek, mas blessed daw kasi nga daw mas girly daw kasi mata kasi ang sarap daw laruin yung pilik mata kasi nga pa-curve na ganun yung pilik mata. But that's always been one of my insecure. I mean, I people admire it, but I really don't. I mean, personally, parang okay, parang niloloko nga no minsan na kala nila fake daw yung eyelashes. And so anyway, that's one insecurity. My lips is another one because I have a big lips. I mean, seriously, like for a guy, I think ayaw ko, siguro stereotype. Ito yun, dito na lumalabas yung mga stereotypes. No? Kasi I find my lips really big. Like, unusually bigger than the usual, I think the usual male population. No? So this is one is the lips that people would prefer for women because nga, masarap siya lagyan ng lipstick, ganyan, ganyan. So pag ako minake upon mo ng babae, like, do you look like a girl? And that's one of the insecurities. Now, so... nose. I hate my nose. I really didn't like my nose. But it's one of my pet peeves. My nose. It's like my again going back. I guess I inherited from my grandma. I don't know. My grandparents. They don't have a really like. They have small noses, really small nose. But my dad has really like, you know, yung mga typical Spanish na matangos talaga yung ilong. So parang sa akin matangos na combined ito. Anyway, my insecurity ko yan. So, pinag-usapan namin ni Chrissy kahapon about this insecurities. And my first time actually talking about it. It's actually my first time actually saying it out loud in public that these are... another insecurity that I have is actually my height. You know, my family are all tall. I'm the shortest in the family. They're all like 5'11", 6". 6'1", mga ganyan. So, 181 centimeters. And so, naisip ko lang na, mga ano, dami ko, siguro growing up in a family where looks are important, where talent is important, where fairness of the skin is looked up upon, and although di naman, it's not, you won't hear that na yun ang dapat, no? I mean, you won't hear it from them. Except na siguro you grew up in that environment, pero parang yun ang naging standard mo of beauty. And then, syempre dumagdag pa yung getting exposed to, mixed blood. Because we have also relatives or cousins who are half this, half that. So, half Asian, half Caucasian, half Asian, half European. So, pag nakita mo yung mix of blood, it's really like very unique yung ano. And then you live abroad and you get to see the different, you know, different, the how Filipinos would look like versus all this. And then your standard of beauty start changing and your concept of beauty now is now based on what others' perception of beauty is. So yun yung naging standard ko. So growing up, it's been like that, no? So parang, and then you're faced with, you know, the society where kailangan mestizo ka to be popular, kailangan ganito, kailangan maputi ka to be guapo or to be maganda. And so yun na embed yun sa utak ko. And so up to now, I mean, considering that I've been, you know, I've been one of, siguro very, trying to promote na, you know, self-love and self-care. And doon ko na-realize na, ang dami ko nga insecurity to the point that your decisions and your idea of love or your idea of being in a relationship or your idea of going out with someone is now being compared to that, no? To that, you know, that boxed idea of what you think is the ideal type. All of us have an ideal type. All of us want this. All of us want that. No, but yun nga lang. I think that's the start of siguro my anxiety in terms of my self-worth and how I view myself. And And I've been reading about it, so I've been trying to figure out now how paano nga yun? How do you resolve that? Sabi niya sa akin na yung best way to resolve it is you highlight your traits, your good traits, and then accept your flaws. So ano ba saan ba yung traits na maganda sa'yo, and then yung flaws mo, then you just have to accept that. Parang masyadong vague sa akin in my head na parang, okay, sige, paano nga ba yun? Paano nga ba i-highlight yung mga good traits that you have, and then accepting your flaws, no? So again, hindi ko pa napaprocess. I don't know if you guys have any idea how you process it, but yun lang, I think so I started researching, and then this is what I found out, no? Reasons why you have this self insecurity is usually you're being criticized before. I guess siguro sa akin, it's not criticism, but because since most of them are taller, leaner, and all that stuff, so I guess that's naging benchmark ko. Again, it developed not the negative self image, but the other one is like, yes, is negative self image, because people criticize you, so they develop this whole idea about yourself. The other one is in here, needing approval. Siguro, lumakayo on na you always need to be approved by external factors, that nagiging masaya ka lang pag nagkaroon ka ng you know, self-validation from the outside. Like, siguro kaya rin ako na-realize ko rin. Kaya rin siguro ako before, when I was handling social media and all that stuff, na especially sa mga web, sa mga Facebook or Instagram before. You know, kahit nakawento ko na to for the past podcast about yung sa Experience Philippines, kailangan may ganito number of likes. And so na-realize ko, validation comes out with the follows and the likes and stuff like that. And na-realize, dahil sa ganun ka mag-isip, pag wala kang ganun, ibig sabihin hindi ka validated. Pag hindi ka validated, you become insecure. Parang you have this whole negative image na, ba't ayaw nila sa akin, ganyan. So, wow, malalim pala. I mean, dun ganun pala kalalim. So, yun sa mga napaisip ko kagabi na, malalim pala siya, no? Na hindi lang pala simpleng bagay lang na root sa akin. So, it would take a while for it to change, I understand. It would take a while for it to reset my mindset, no? And then dagdag pa SOCMED, social media, right now, because you're, sabi ko nga kay Chrissy, is it the reason why parang kasi masyadong you know, obsessed or masyadong madaming feed na napunta sa akin na at yung mga Korean actors, Korean actresses, yung mga itsura nila, yung mga access nila, yung mga skill sets nila, ganyan. Is it because dahil doon nagiging, or yung mga celebrities na lumalabas sa feed mo, parang, is it because of that nakukompare mo na ngayon sarili mo? Parang yun ang nagiging benchmark mo na, para maging successful ka, kailangan ganyan dapat itsura, ganyan dapat ang achievements mo, ganyan dapat lahat yung gusto mo, pananaw mo sa buhay, yung accomplishments sa buhay. I go, oh! Wow, grabe. O nga, no? Sabi ko sa sarili ko, o nga, no? Parang yun yung naging benchmark ng success for me on the physical side and on the relationship side, na kailangan pala mala ganun yung dating. Is it right? Is it wrong? So, I guess because you're feeling insecure and you're feeling your self-worth is based on that idea, then I think it's not a good habit to do, you know, or not a good mindset to have. I'm not saying that I've overcome it. I mean, I don't think it's it can be done in overnight. It will take a while for us, or for me personally, to start, you know, unraveling and start figuring things out on my own. And, you know, hihimay-himay-himay pa yan eh. So I've been reading about it, how you can actually, figure things out and how you can move forward and, you know, coming up with just like a roadmap of lessening your insecurities or accepting your insecurities. So, and this is what I read, no? That first is you have to forgive the past. I guess if you're coming from a background where your environment was surrounded by really like sabihin natin if your insecurities you how you look with good looking people, then I guess you just have to accept the fact that that's how it is, no? That and you should be thankful for it because you're surrounded with good looking people. At least you have a sense of, you know, understanding of your personal understanding of what beauty is, and then accepting yourself is under one. No, I'm not saying that if you're not ako personally, I prefer to be fit and healthy and I exercise and kind of stuff. Like, I want that kind of, but so if you have to look at it into aspect of where what's healthy for you, what's good for you. Then, sabi rin dito is do not compare. So yun ang, I think I wrote another one in Banyo Thoughts, like a post about sa happiness, is happiness cannot be found in comparisons. Because when you start comparing yourself to other people's success, to other things, then you realize na parang binibelittle mo yung your own personal accomplishments and your own personal the good things that are happening to you. So, mahirap nga lang yun kasi nga we're constantly bombarded with social media. Tanggalin mo man siya today, hindi mo siya matitiis kasi nga most of the platforms that we use is where we engage and converse with our friends, especially now we are in quarantine and it's only done virtually. So you really don't have a physical conversation with people, no? So or you just want to read whatever's happening in the news through Facebook, and you know, the sources of your information is usually there. So parang you're, and then you have all these other things that are mixed up with it. So iniisip ko na, oh, mahirap nga siya. Challenging nga talaga mag-compare, no? Mag-challenge talaga na to distance yourself. So you're always in that mode where you will tend to compare yourself. Oh, medyo yun nga, challenge lang yan, but again, it's a challenge accepted. You have to always, siguro, every now and then, remind yourself. And the other one is, learning how to trust yourself. You know that you are doing well, that yun ang sabi sa akin lagi ni Chrissy, that you're doing fine, that whatever your certain accomplishments now are, that should be you should focus on that instead of dwelling on something that you cannot control, things that you can control, and then move from there that you can control. So if you're good at, like in my case, one effect that happened because of that, those insecurities, is I grew up, I realized ko na I love the arts. I really do. Actually, to be fair, in my childhood, I was telling Chrissy that, you know, I really loved whenever my grandfather would used to visit our house, I'd always have this puppet show. I'd always come up with the characters. I would come up with, you know, like sock puppets and invent things in my mind. And I guess that's the reason why I'm very imaginative when it comes to ideas. I have always tons of them. It's because I have a really wild imagination, because I really like the arts a lot. I mean, I like creating. That made me think, no? Shit, I always loved storytelling. I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed books. I mean, I devoured books. I always I feel like compared to watching movies or watching animes or reading mangas, I prefer reading novels. I mean, because I'm immersed in that whole different scenario kind of thing. And then I realized, oh nga, namahil pala ako na ganun, hindi ko finofocus. So ngayon, so I told myself, sige, I start doing that. I started writing again stories. I started writing again scripts. So I just finished one short story, 10 chapters. Actually, mabilis nga eh. Nagulat nga rin ako sa sarili ko. Mabilis ko natapos yun eh. Siguro, I mean, nagawa ko na yung outline, nagawa ko na yung dialogues, pati yung nga, yung mga meet na lang sa conversations na lang in the background and in the whole environment. Yun na lang yung kulang. But generally, yeah, finished a storyline. I shared it nga to Chrissy yesterday, that yung snippet or excerpt of the storyline. And I really like that. And I guess yun nga tama siya, no, na you just have to focus on those skill sets and those talents that you have, or those things that make you you. That makes you you. And then I guess having a conversation with friends about it, like really deep conversation of insecurities and actually voicing it out actually helps out. Because I grew up siguro sa akin personally na wala konti lang yung kakilala ng tao na will explain or will you can discuss these things with. And I'm very happy that, you know, there are some people in my life who actually are nice and are accepting of the fact of who you are, and they tell you, you know, what they like and what they don't like about you. So it makes you feel like, yeah, at least meron ka ngayon, hindi naka-balance out. So you don't always hear the good stuff, but you also hear the things that you can improve. So yun lang, I just wanted to share that about insecurities, that it's all of us have it, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. The challenge lang is how we face it. And I think one way of facing it is verbalizing it. For me, that was the biggest effect when I started verbalizing it last night, that these are the things that I feel insecure about. I felt really light inside na parang, at least nasabi ko. Nasabi ko na these are the things that I feel insecure about. And I'm glad I did. You know, it's a good feeling that when you let out something that you've been thinking about in your head and it's just grown to such a, you know, a big mountain that you think that that's who you are, and then you realize it's not really doesn't really define you. So I just wanted to share that. So if you guys are having those times that you feel insecure, the reason why I read up insecurities is because to be honest, I really like and I really want to be in. Artista or anything, but I really enjoy the entertainment side. Like I really enjoyed going up on stage. I'm an introvert. I enjoy the attention. It's just I enjoy the ability to share energy. It sounds really weird, but for some reason, going up on stage, it's just like, for me, it's like an orchestra. Is that when you perform, you perform with everyone, even the audience. You can bring out the energy in every and include your energy, and you have this whole harmonized energy going out of your performance. Whether it is singing, whether it is dancing, whether it's acting, chatta chatta. That's the reason why I have this insecurity, because I really am not a type of person who likes to be in the front of the camera, because I'm not really telegenic or I'm not really photogenic. But again, it's because to the encouragement lang of my friends who've been rooting for me and very silently supporting. So sige, tuloy natin, because if you find your happiness there, then go for it, you know. So yeah, I just wanted to share that, and I hope you guys find, you know, some use for it in your life. So if you feel like you're want to talk about it, just send me a DM and message me about it, and then we can have a very deep conversation about it as well. So that's it. Thank you for tuning in to my Banyo Thoughts, and I hope you guys enjoy your remaining time of the day. So see you guys. Thank you very much, and have a good day. Bye-bye.